Welcome to Uninformed Guides, where we don't do the research for you. Today's a Zed Run special. We'll be doing lots of these Zed Run specials in Uninformed Guides. The only thing I need to mention is it's not really totally uninformed. I do spend a bit of time on Zed.Run within the community, asking questions, learning about it. So I have done some research and I enjoy it a lot. So what is Zed.Run? Zed.Run. It's a gaming platform. No, that's not really the correct word. A gaming system. Neither that. Let's start at the beginning. Zed.Run is NFT racehorses. Racehorses that are digital, minted on the blockchain, and then put into this world of Zed.Run. And what is this world of Zed.Run? Well, it's a world that has real-world similarities. It's existing in a different dimension, is the way they classify it. It's on a planet called, I think it's a planet, it's on a metaverse called Novus. It's the year 2150, and horses are now digital. So with the side of it that we're involved in, we can buy, sell, breed, race horses. What does that all mean? Well, an NFT, as you may have heard from a previous episode, is a non-fungible token. It's a item, token, that's created on the blockchain, which means it's a unique item, it's a one-off, it has attributes, and it also is tradable within certain environments. And because it has attributes, these attributes can contribute to this game, the game of Zed.Run. So the attributes can be superficial or they can be performance-based. The game is very new, very young. There's this algorithm they talk about a lot that gives the attributes to the horses, and it's a game of discovery. No one knows what those attributes are, what they do, how they enhance or inhibit a horse. The racing at the moment is only governed by one attribute, which is length of race. So you need the length of races. They run from 1,000 meters up to 2,600 meters with 200 meter increments. So 1,000, 1,200, 1,400, etc. Every race has 12 horses in it. And there is an entry fee for the races. There's some free races, but that's really just to do a bit of testing. No one really uses them for anything other than the occasional test. So the paid races start off at 0.01 Ethereum. No, 0.01 Ethereum. Yes, which equates to $2-3, somewhere like that. And prize money is from those 12 entry fees, minus a little bit that's kept for the game. Now, length of the race is the only attribute counted at the moment. Other attributes that the horse has that we can see are basically its bloodline, its genome factor, its breed, its colour, and that's about it at the moment. We can see some traits coming through horses through breeding. So a good horse made with another good horse can produce a better horse. So therefore, down the line, the horses can get better. But we're not really sure how that's all going to work. And the other thing is the colour. So the colours, they have rare. What's the first line? They have a super rare, but a super rare is actually a different colour range. So there's rare, there's second lot of rare, and then there's common. I can't remember what the second lot is. So it's kind of indicating to us that in the future, a rare coat will have better attributes because there will be less of them. But it's very early days, and we're still learning a lot about that. The other aspect of the horses is the breeding. So every month, a male horse can sire three, and the female horse can bear one. Now, this has changed recently, and there are feelings out there that it will change again in the future, that it will be a fluid arrangement to keep the game on track, because we don't want the game to be blown up with millions of horses, but we also don't want it to be stagnant without nice breeds coming through. And then there's buying and selling. So the cheap horses at the moment go for around $300 to $400. When I say 300 to 400, that's because I'm covering US and Australian dollars, so it doesn't really matter. I'm not giving exact figures anyway. And then good racing horses, you're looking at, sorry, an okay racing horse, you're looking at about $1,000. And then good breeding horses, a bit more than that. But then if you want a really good horse, then you're looking at multiple thousands. Some of the better horses have traded up to $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. There's been a few that have gone for more than that, but that's a bit more for novelty factor or for other reasons. But basically, if you want one of the best horses out there, you have to look at, you know, $50,000 to $100,000. So it's not cheap to get a great horse, but it's a game. You get to play it. You get to be part of the community, which is a fantastic community, and you can get in cheaply. You don't need to have thousands of dollars. And the other beauty of it is it's all based on the Ethereum blockchain, which means there are some gas fees involved, which will get talked about in other episodes. But it also means that if you have money in there, let's say you put $500 into Zed.run, you buy a horse, and then Ethereum skyrockets, well, effectively you have $500 worth of Ethereum, which may be 0.2 of an Ethereum, and then in a year's time, that 0.2 of Ethereum might be worth $1,000. So this is not financial advice, of course, but having it on the Ethereum network may assist in future gains. So that's what Zed.run is. I'll do some more episodes over time about bloodlines and breeding and racing and many other aspects of the game. And as more information comes out, we'll let more information get out. So, that's a very quick guide to what Zed.run is. Thank you, and we'll speak to you soon. Uninformed Guides, where we don't do the research for you.